Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning we are looking at one of the most famous Bible passages. We have all heard a dozen of sermons regarding this topic, the Good Samaritan. And as I was pondering this text, I had to ask myself the question, why do we see this so much in lectionary? And the best reason that I could come up with is that it bears to be repeated. Recently, I watched a movie, and I was taken back by one of the scenes. And upon hearing this text for the weekend, I made the connection to this famous parable in the Gospel of Luke. So for starters, I want to take a look at a small clip from Disney's The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
You think he's ugly now? Watch this. Now that's ugly!
Hail to the king!
Live the king!
Throne up a table!
Request permission to stop this cruelty.
In a moment, Captain. A lesson needs to be learned here.
Don't be afraid. I'm sorry. This wasn't supposed to happen.
You, gypsy girl, get down at once.
Yes, Your Honor. Just as soon as I free this poor creature.
I forbid it. How dare you defy me?
You mistreat this poor boy the same way you mistreat my people. You speak of justice, yet you are cruel to those most in need of your help.
Silence!
Justice!
So today we are faced with a test. Could we be a good Samaritan like Esmeralda? We are having to ask ourselves, if the circumstance arose, could we be that person that helps? If I saw a person lying in a ditch or someone in trouble or distress, would I risk myself in order to help a stranger? Could we pass the test? I recently was reminded of a story that I heard of an elderly woman who lived in a small town in Texas. She was having car trouble on the way to the supermarket one morning. She stalled at a stop sign and tried everything to get her car started again, but no luck. And suddenly there was a man in a pickup truck that came behind her, and he obviously was agitated and started honking his horn impatiently. She doubled her efforts to get her car started. She pumped the gas, turned the ignition, but still no luck. And the guy behind her still continued to honk and honk constantly and loudly. I love, though, what the elderly woman did. Very calmly, she got out of her car, walked back to the pickup truck, and motioned for the man to lower down his window. But then she politely said, "I'll make a deal with you. If you start my car for me, I'll be happy to honk your horn for you." A test. Now, as we dig into this story today, I love the cross-examination that goes on between this lawyer and Jesus. The gospel even said the lawyer stood up to test Jesus. I can envision this dialogue happening in a courtroom, and I have been in many court situations with work, and I can imagine this lawyer posing every question with the exact precise wording in order to attempt to expose Jesus' weakness. "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" said the lawyer. And Jesus punts it back to him, saying, "Well, you are the lawyer. What does it say?" Now, we all know that a lawyer is going to have an answer. And the lawyer says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and your strength and your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus responds, "You're right. You have it." But the lawyer, you know he is going to respond, and we see he has a little problem with this. And so he says, "Jesus, state your terms. Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus, doing what he does best, tells a parable. We hear Jesus telling this story about a priest and a Levite. Jesus says that the priest just walks on by, not acknowledging the person who was robbed, and so does the Levite. But the attention isn't caught until Jesus uses the word Samaritan. And when everyone hears this, they know that the story has taken a turn. Something unexpected is going to happen. The Samaritan stops and helps this poor man. He changes his dressings. He takes him to an inn. He takes care of him. But then he goes the extra mile when he gives the money to the innkeeper to take care of him until he returns. Wow. This Samaritan has passed the test. He is living a life that earns him a spot in what I am going to call the extra mile club. Now, the reason why Jesus caught the attention of those while talking about the Samaritan is because in those days, the Samaritans were not like the Jews. Rather, we see that the Jews wanted no relationships or dealing with the Samaritans. And this is because when they were in exile, the Samaritans intermingled with their captors, and they lost their Jewish purity. But even though they were not pure, we see so many times in the Bible where Jesus interacts with the Samaritans. Now, I must admit that one day I was sitting in seminary class, and I can remember a distinct assumption that I made with this gospel of the Good Samaritan. And it took a professor to point out that nowhere in this text does it say that the Samaritan was good. Jesus never calls him good. Rather, when the Bible editor was naming the Bible stories, they developed the Good Samaritan. This blew my mind. And then we as a class examined the scripture further, and we realized that the lawyer couldn't himself bring the words to say Samaritan at the end. Instead, he responded to Jesus' question of which one of these three with the one who showed mercy. So as I read this story again, I have a new meaning for this text. From the perspective of whom Jesus is trying to teach, anyone can help a neighbor, a priest, a Levite, a Jew, a Samaritan, a Christian. We all are put up to the test. But I think it boils down to one point. We cannot be given permission to define who our neighbor is and who our neighbor is not. We must live a life in the extra mile club, just like the Samaritan, and help all in need. This is how we pass the test. Go back to the clip that I just showed at the beginning. Quasimodo being beaten sure did resemble the Passion of the Christ, didn't it? They were even yelling, "Hail to the King." And it's interesting to note that one chapter before ours today, in Luke chapter 9, we see Jesus starting his way to the cross. He is on a journey where he will be tested, beaten, criticized, all to die for us. Part of our test is to understand that we are to be called to tell the story of Jesus and how his story has changed our life. We become a neighbor when we serve others just as Jesus has served us. Our neighbor, though, should not be limited to the people who think like us, act like us, and talk like us. Rather, we need to be Kingdom of God followers who act out of love, out of compassion, and show mercy to all. And this makes me ponder the issues with American society today. Illegal immigrants, Democrats versus Republicans, LGBTQ community, the homeless. The list goes on and on. So when the lawyer asked, "Who is my neighbor?" Maybe he was expecting an easier answer. But Jesus complicates things, and instead of a simple black-white issue, there is a lot of gray areas. And as people of faith, we know that sometimes living out our faith is not simple, and there's a lot of gray areas as well. And maybe that's why this parable of the Good Samaritan needs to be repeated. One of my professors described an experiment that happened at Princeton's seminary many years ago. Researchers gathered a group of seminary students and told them that they had to give a sermon about the Good Samaritan and record it. The thing was, the recording was across campus in another building, and because of the tight schedule, they would have to hurry to the other building. Unbeknownst to the students on the path to the other building, the research team had planted a person in distress, slumped over, coughing, and suffering. Now the catch was that the students were to preach on the Good Samaritan. But what happened when they actually encountered a man in need? They did not rise to the occasion, and almost all of them rushed past the man. We all struggle with the test set before us. This test is something that we must work on every day, and we must strive to be a part of this Extra Mile Club, to go above and beyond and help all in need and be that good neighbor. We all fall short in today's society, and the sad news is we cannot always be the Good Samaritan. It's not our nature to forget ourselves and risk everything for a stranger. However, when the situation arises, we can always show compassion. I think the neat thing is, though, when we come together, I can tell you that we as a church are part of the Extra Mile Club. We help our community in so many ways. We would be here all day if I described in detail the ways that this church stepped up and passed the test set before us today. I think this parable forces us to shift our attention away from our everyday neighbor, but calls us to act as neighbors who are part of this Extra Mile Club. This parable shifts our attention away from our one-time good deed experience to people of faith going above and beyond for all. Maybe this story is one of our favorites because it reminds us that we are called to be people that love, people of grace, people of mercy, people of compassion, not just to those whom we love, but to all, for all people are children of God. I would like to close with another clip from Disney's The Hunchback of Notre Dame. The last words of our gospel today, Jesus says, go and do likewise. Amen.